Let's face it, football is a game of risks. Whether it's calling a trick play on your own five or bringing kale chips to a watch party. And while taking crazy chances like this occasionally may pay off, taking big unnecessary risks can mean real trouble, especially when you're gambling. So always know the odds and what you're getting into. Want more tips on how to keep gambling fun? Go to keepitfunohio.com, where you'll find interesting quizzes, fun games, and lots of effective ways to keep your gambling in check.
Your old or broken phone can let you down. But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence with a new line on MyPlan and iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. After all, you don't want your old phone to die on you when you're lost.
Perfect.
Or for your broken phone to glitch at the worst possible time.
Hey, can I get your number?
Oh. Trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad.
Moncrief on News Talk.
You are listening to the Moncrief Show on News Talk. 087 1400 106 is our WhatsApp number. Big news in the pig household. Papa and George are to get a new sibling. Mummy Pig is pregnant, meaning that come the autumn, Mummy and Daddy Pig will be dealing with three young kids under the age of five, something they've had to do for the last 20 years. So how do you break it to the children that a new sibling is on the way? Jen Hogan from the Irish Times has quite a bit of experience with this. Afternoon, Jen.
Good afternoon, Sean. Just a little bit of experience, all right?
Yes. Now, I suppose your oldest has the most experience of this because she's had to, you've had to tell her how many times?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I have seven children. I say obviously as if that's a normal thing. Like yourself, lots of kids. And it means that, yes, she had to hear it a lot. But I also had four miscarriages. So she's heard me tell her 10 times then. Well, sorry, two of them she didn't know about, but 8 times I had to tell her there was going to be another baby. And yeah, I mean, mostly it was just, oh, again, it's been 2 years. It's probably time for another one. It was nearly an expectation for a while. And it was grand, like, at the beginning. When they're little, they don't really know so much. It's a bit worse when they're teenagers. Like, you just, when you're telling a 14-year-old that you're going to have another baby, it's like, oh, my God, they're still at it.
Oh, right. Is that the ick reaction from them?
Most definitely. I mean, she was great. She was always delighted to be getting a new sibling. It was, you know, good news. It was just so normal in our house that there were always babies too, that it was very normal. For it was nearly more when I stopped having babies that it was things seemed a bit more out of the norm. But it is definitely a bit like, you know, nudge from the friends when your teenage friend's mother is pregnant again. But they look at it a bit differently as they get older. It goes from the, I don't understand what you're talking about, to, oh, I can't wait, to, oh my God, they're at it again. So they're just a bit different as it goes through the ages.
Did any of them kind of at any point guess you were pregnant?
Yes, especially Chloe did, especially my daughter, because I suppose she was the eldest, and I'm generalising here again, but maybe girls being a little bit more observant, spotting the telltale signs of me in the morning time, not feeling very well, maybe vomiting and the usual morning sickness, and she kind of spotted that sort of thing. But the boys as well, actually, even as I went through it, again, that expectation, they wondered, are you getting another baby? Are we going to have another baby? Is it time for another baby? So they guessed very quickly. They'd see certain signs. They'd see, I suppose, me being ill or maybe being a bit tired or being a bit more cautious about what I was listing, things like that. They kind of guessed. But I was out at the school one time. I remember turning up to pick up one of the kids. And I think my body, from being pregnant so many times, just went, assume the position, as soon as I say that I, like, as soon as I peed on the stick and got the positive pregnancy test. And I was at the school one day, and I was 9 weeks pregnant only. So I hadn't told people. And one of the mums turns around and points at my stomach, which was like just a little bit swollen, but still, she went, you're having another. And that was it. I really had no choice. That must have come on. So that was, I was out on that occasion. But most of the time, I think they kind of just nearly expected it, nearly saw that it was time to have another one, and mostly took it in their stride, mostly.
Yeah,
but I would say, again, my poor eldest who had it happen that year so many times, she, being the only girl in my household, realised there was great advantages in being the only girl, because everybody used to make a big fuss of her. She's the only granddaughter on one side, and she had this kind of very special role, therefore, being the only Hogan girl. And then she kind of got a little bit worried about what if I had another girl and kind of knocked her off her throne. There was a little bit of that at one stage, but for the most part, they were generally very welcoming of new siblings.
Yeah, and Chloe, you've had to tell then, Chloe, from what you said, that you'd had a miscarriage. That must have been difficult, though.
It was. That was really hard. And I suppose that's why, you know, we often have these conversations about do you tell them before 12 weeks? Do you let people know you're pregnant? And I am a great believer generally letting other people know, actually, as soon as you feel comfortable in letting them know, even if that's 5, 6, 7 weeks, because those early months are hard. But with herself, I had got past the 3 months and she'd been to a scan with me. And it was during a routine scan when I had no childcare. She was there one of the times when we got bad news, and then there was another occasion where we were expecting a baby and sadly we lost the baby. And that was incredibly difficult. And it made me much more cautious with the others as I was going along and trying to hold off, just because I'd never wanted to have to break that news to them again in the future. I mean, these things are obviously out of our control, and the grief that follows means that, you know, sometimes you can't hide why you're so sad, and you don't want to hide why you're so sad. But there was, she had to learn a lot very quickly. You know, when she was younger than I'd like her to have been knowing these things, she had to learn that, you know, pregnancy doesn't always guarantee a baby. And as she got older, she was an incredible support then when I was maybe expecting her brothers, because she'd know I'd be naturally worried. And she was a great, like when she was an older child and a young teen, aside from the ick bit, she was great like that when I was having other children, because she knew, you know, that I would worry and she would help out, like lift buggies out and try and help me with things with her younger brother. So she was great in that regard. But nobody wants to have to tell their child that. And I think that is a reason why you might factor into telling your children when you're pregnant, things like that, the worry that we naturally have when you're pregnant. And also, if you've got a small child, do you really want to be asked, is it early time? Is it early time? Is it early time? Is it early time? Because their understanding of time is quite different. And we've all been on the car journey to it. Are we there yet? Are we there yet? Well, 9 months, 10 months, as it nearly is, really, is a long time to be asked, when is that baby coming out, when you're feeling the exact same thing?
Yeah, absolutely. And have any of them ever said to you, like, after, you know, 7 kids down the road, have any of them said to you, is that it now, Mom? Can you give us a cast iron guarantee there won't be any more?
Funny, the little ones, the younger kids, are still, will we have another one, you know? Like that. And I thought, no, I've plenty of content for the Irish Times now. I don't need to keep having kids. So, you know, it's over. But no, they still like it. I think I'd be disowned by the older children if I was to continue down that road. But it's funny, they just, you know, they just think that's what people do. It's just kind of the luck of the draw. You might have 7, you might have 1, you might have 2, but sure, there's every chance you can just keep on going and see what happens. But I think I have said to them, I think I've done a bit for the pension crisis now, the impending pension crisis, and I should be allowed to let my uterus retire.
Indeed. And we thank your uterus for its service. Jen, thanks a million for talking to us today. That was Jen Hogan there, the columnist with the Irish Times. You are listening to the Moncrief Show on News Talk. We'll take a break. Back in a couple of minutes.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.
Your old or broken phone can let you down. But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence with a new line on MyPlan and iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. After all, you don't want your old phone to die on you when you're lost.
Perfect.
Or for your broken phone to glitch at the worst possible time.
Hey, can I get your number? Oh.
Trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad.